Andrew, in terms of disappointing evenings for Bournemouth, where does this rank?
It's got to be up there. It's got to be one of the most disappointing nights probably since I've been at the club. And probably in my career, to be honest, because it's never nice to come to a League One side and get turned over in the manner we did. You know, it's not just the fact that they were good. You know, they played well. You've got to give them credit, but I think the manner of our performance, you know, everyone's got to look at that. And I don't know, really, it's very disappointing. And I think the main thing is obviously the fans have travelled all the way out from Bournemouth. You know, it's a long trek on a Wednesday night in the rain. And to give that manner of performance, it's disappointing. Obviously, we apologise from our point of view because, you know, they've travelled, like I said, they've travelled so far and they don't deserve to see that.
First 45 minutes in particular, it felt like you were wildly off colour. Why was that?
I don't know. I think it was a combination. We didn't quite get to grips with the start of the game. They started very well, you know, like they did in the first game, really. They put us under a lot of pressure. They pressed us well. And we couldn't quite get a grip of the game, couldn't quite get hold of it, couldn't get control. And it took us a little while, probably took us, you know, 20 minutes, half an hour to get, you know, string a few passes together. And then we started to create chances. And I think second half, like, again, similar to the first game, we created a handful of chances. I mean, you know, we probably got enough chances to win two games in the second half. But if you don't take your chances, you're going to get punished at the other end, which they did.
Just speaking to the manager a moment ago, even though he's controlled as he always is, knowing him like we do, I can tell that he's really, really angry. What's he said to the players?
Yeah, of course he's voiced his anger, you know, and I don't blame him. You know, he's as angry as we are because, you know, we don't take that sort of defeat lightly. It's not one of those things where we come in the dressing room and just accept it. We can't accept that. Since I've been at the club, we've never accepted that manner of performance and the you know, the result. You know, we encourage a winning mentality. We've always had that since I've been at the club. And it's very disappointing. And like I say again, you know, I reiterate, it's not just the players that are disappointed and the manager, it's the fans as well. And we have to take responsibility for that.
And I guess as a collective group of players, for those that came into the side tonight that weren't involved on Sunday, slight missed opportunity to play your way into the team potentially for that game against West Ham this weekend?
Yeah, of course, these are always, you know, opportunities. When you're not playing and you're not involved in the starting 11, it's always big opportunities to show what you can do and put the manager under pressure. But, you know, like I say, the manner for that performance, it's I'm sure it'd be difficult, really, for anyone to say they've staked their claim. So, you know, anyway, we haven't really got any other games now or competitions to show that. So it is disappointing. But we've got to move on. You know, it's as gutted as it is. We've got a big game against West Ham Saturday, whoever's involved. We've got to move on quickly.